Good morning. My name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution. And today, I'm going to throw out an idea that I've talked about in the past, but have been exploring more recently for my own works. And that's the idea of using color negative film as the basis for all your work. If you're listening to this audio and you work in a hybrid workflow, that's one where you're shooting film and scanning the film, one thing that you know is that it's a lot easier to scan color negative material, C41 process film, than it is to scan black and white film. Unless you have access to a very high-end scanner, an Imicon being sort of the starting point, Creo or an Aztec, it's much easier to scan color negative films on flatbed scanners. Those high-end scanners can absolutely do oil mount scans and do wonderful scans of black and white material. But if you're working with an Epson V750 or a Plus Tech scanner, those type of scanners really are optimized for scanning color negative material. Well, years ago when I was writing articles on the Portra 400 film when it was first released and the Portra 160, I remember looking a little bit at the way those films converted to black and white. The reason this is of interest to me right now is the vast majority of the work that I'm making are black and white prints. And I've been sort of exploring what film is going to give me the best of all worlds. You know, what film is going to give me the best highlights, best shadows, have the best latitude for over, under exposure, and just, you know, give me as an artist the most amount of options for my work. And it turns out after several months of testing that, once again, that material might be a C41 or a chromogenic negative. If you look at the examples that I've posted, in the first one, I've posted examples of Ilford XP2 Super, Portra 400, T-Max 400, and Tri-X. All of these materials were shot at 400 and at 1600, but were done as normal process, so there's no push processing going on. You've noticed that the T-Max and the Tri-X I processed in Diafine. I did run a test as well in Xtol, and I did run a test as well in my Caffeinol process, but actually I thought that the results in the Diafine, especially because this is 120, had the best compensating quality and the best overall sharpness. But if you look at the four files, or actually the eight files, but the pairs, in my mind, the XP2 Super and the Portra 400 really are pretty fabulous in terms of the conversion. Now, these were scanned on an Imicon with just a straight grayscale scan. I didn't even scan them as an RGB file and bring it into Photoshop and do any kind of conversion process then. This was simply an Imicon scan with no sharpening. What's interesting about the Portra 400 is that it has a whisker more grain at 1600 than, say, the XP2 Super does. But if you look at the way the highlights are rendered, and if you look at just the quality of the rendering, it's truly beautiful. And that's why I've also posted a larger example of the Portra 400 as a black and white file in the second photo, so you can really see what's possible. Now, an additional advantage to the Portra 400, in my mind, is that, one, that film can also be pushed. XP2 Super does not push. It's really an ASA 100 to 800 speed film. Portra 400, if you look back into articles that I've written, I've overexposed it as low as ASA 25 and had usable color results, and I suspect the same would be true for black and white. And I've shot it out to 1600, as I have in the example here, with no push. But you can also do a 1 and 2 stop push with the C41 and easily achieve, you know, an exposure index of 6400. That's pretty fantastic from one film. And once again, this film was designed by Kodak based on Vision 3 motion picture film, really for the purposes of scanning. It's a wonderful film for scanning. Another advantage to the C41 films, if you're working with a scanner like an Epson V750 or one of those type scanners, is that you can now use, you know, digital ice. So you can use it to remove dust and scratches in the scan process. Anybody who spent hours retouching little specks of dust on a black and white negative knows how nice that time-saving step really is. So it really gets me thinking. It gets me thinking of, you know, why shoot black and white film? Why shoot traditional black and white film? I mean, yes, there's a connection to heritage. Yes, if you're working in a silver environment as well, it makes total sense. But if your purpose is only scanning, I would make the argument that you might be better off simply shooting color film. Now, the color film does cost a little bit more. You know, it's not as inexpensive as the silver film is. But for a hybrid workflow, it's pretty hard to beat. So these are just my thoughts. I can't wait to hear yours. Oh, and by the way, of course, there is one other advantage to the Portra 400, that you also have the advantage of working with the image in color. So it's kind of like having the best of both worlds. You can shoot one image in color, you can shoot one image in black and white, you can shoot one image at exposure index 50 and one image at exposure index 1600, all on the same roll of film. That to me is, you know, a lot of options as a visual artist, and I like that. Thank you very much for listening. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.